A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 2nd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in ZANU-PF.
Cabinet met in Harare today amid reports that the economy is tanking as some cabinet ministers meant to work together in leading the country's recovery efforts are not even talking to each other. Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko accused the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission of being used to target him and Higher Education Minister Professor Jonathan Moyo while ignoring other prominent cases. Also, over the weekend, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa appeared to hint that he was poisoned in August while attending a ZANU-PF youth rally in Gwanda.
Zimbabwean politics is going through challenging and interesting times since the end of the inclusive government. The challenges in the country include policy inconsistency, political uncertainty, and poor economic performance with no projected solution in sight. Analysts also say the country's economic problems are being exacerbated by the imploding factionalism in the MDC formations and ZANU-PF.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. And those that have got some internet connection, follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona right now.
Wonguka hamawadiwa nasi, tinauti tinge tichi tarisa. Bata mfupi rimbato re ZANU-PF nekukandrana makobvu nematete kuroa bembera kurikuita vamwe panyaya dzakasiyana siyana pane nyaya dzakasimudzwa nevatedzeri vaviri vamugabe avo vari kumativi akasiyana kunetsana kuri muZANU-PF vapelekezela mpoko vanowanzodyidzana nevari kugeneration 40 kana kuti G40 vari kuti ivo namuzvinafundo Jonathan Moyo vari kuoniswa chamutava neavo vanotsigira vamunangagwa vaEmerson Mnangagwa nechikwata chinotungamirwa navamunangagwa chinonzi icho Team Lacoste. Vavira vanorambawo kuti havana zvikwata zvavanotungamira kana kuti zvavari, asi zviri kuratidza pachena kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Uye mukupera kwesvondo ikoko pane nyaradzo yakaitirwa mushakabvu amai Shuvai Mahofa kwagutu uko kumasvingo. Kuri kunzi iko kwainge kuine vanhu veTeam Lacoste chete, asi veG40 vamwe vacho vari kuti havana kukokwa vakaita sava Jonathan Moyo paTwitter up. Nekudaro mubato hamuna kumira zvakanaka, uye kumusangano ikoko vamunangagwa anenge vakataura kuti vanenge vakaisirwa tumuchetura. Kunyange hazvo mese muchirangarira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vamugabe nemudzimai wavo vakati aiwa vamunangagwa hapana munhu ainge avaisira muchetura. Zvese izvi zvinenge zviri kupa kuti paite kunetsana kwakanyanya mubato reZANU-PF.
Blessing kunjalo ke mfowetu yebo kambezi uri kandava lichona njani namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba olunzima sibili kubandla leZANU-PF kukanyakazani ukudonselana kona ngale lokuqhubekela phambili. Sikhuluma nje ke kungazani kulabanye kuhulumende abangakhulumisaniyo basebenza kubandla elifanayo kodwa abasakhulumisani, ngakho ke ukuthi umsebenzi uye phambili akusela lutho. kuzobuya ke umnumzana aphelekezela mpoko yena ongumsekeli kamongameli wethu lombiko ukuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission la yongazani ilakho ukuthi yabasele ukuthi kwenzakale ukulwisana kuZANU-PF ithi abantu labo bakhangela kuphela okuhambelana laye lohambelana loprofessor Jonathan Moyo kuzobuya ke ngempela viki ukhulumile futhi umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa wathi ye kukhanya ngazani wafakelwa ijefu khona ngale eGwanda yakhumbula abantu bazokuthiwa sizokuthiwa ke bekule ice cream into ezinjalo so ukhulume njengazani uhloko zendaba anti abantu nxa uhloko zendaba uyakhuluma ngani uyanyenyeza kodwa imduli phelele ndlebe so ke sizokuthiwa ke ngani ukukhulumile khonokho so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhona ukuxabana okukhona kubandla leZANU PF nxa lifuna ukuxhuma khona manje ngenani kukhasi lethu leviyo indebele sikhulume phela siwaningi lingena futhi la ku-VOA Studio 7 nxa lifuna ukuzwa silahamba futhi esishoneni VOA shona kukhasi leFacebook asixoxeni ngezulu kandaba kunjalo kufuthi
of course Gibbs it's also a very sad day here in America where 58 people were killed on Sunday by a lone gunman and about 515 people were injured. And of course, our hearts go out to all those affected by this very, very sad tragedy, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke khona ke lithulwa ke ngublessing Zulu ukuthi hey kukhanya ngazani kwehle inkalakatha yenkemenkeme yendaba eLas Vegas khonapha ke kule Melika lapho kudutshulwe khona abantu abafika khonapho ke 58 kwathi ke abayi 512 balimele sibili kade bebukele umculo we-country music. So kukhumbula ke i-country music ukuthi ngapha ingalokhu esibambile blessing so ke asisazi ukuthi sesilobani ecingweni
lapha. We have our first guest that is a political analyst Joy Mabenge. Mr. Mabenge, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Gibbs, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabenge. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mabenge, what's your take on what's going on in ZANU-PF?
Well, thanks so much, Gibbs. the first thing is, number one, from a political analysis point of view, we have often said this, and I've said it several times. The first signal is that the center is no longer holding. Mr. Mugabe is there but absent. He has become an absentee president for his party and he has also become an absentee president for the entire nation. So the center is not holding. And because the center is not holding, it means there is no leadership in the country. And everybody is leading. Everybody in ZANU-PF is leading from their own corner and their own faction, which is very problematic. Very, very problematic. The second thing is that Mr. Mugabe used to deny that there is factionalism in his party. But clearly, factionalism has always been there, but now it is quite apparent in the set route. And that is dangerous not only for ZANU-PF, but it's also dangerous for the country because the third point I want to bring in here is if their factionalism is now drawn into national institutions, which institutions are supposed to be sacrosanct, Chapter 12 and Chapter 13 institutions, the independent commissions and the institutions that is institutions that are set up to combat corruption and crime are sacrosanct institutions. In fact, if the factionalism in ZANU-PF is drawing in institutions to the point that is so apparent that the leaders themselves can no longer you know, respect the principle of separation of powers, it becomes worrying because VP Mpoko himself is a very senior person in the government of Zimbabwe. He is the vice president, for heaven's sake. So for him to openly attack an institution that is set to combat corruption and reduce it, take a reductionist approach and say it has been set to pursue only him and Professor Moyo is very, very unfortunate. We actually don't expect those people that are supposed to be custodians of these institutions to attack them in that manner. In fact, that attack is meant to not only to weaken ZAC, to the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, but also to ensure that the public loses confidence in ZAC and in the process ZANU-PF has free reign. So the problem that is there now is that ZANU-PF factionalism is now drawing in serious big institutions that are supposed to be institutions that the public must have trust in. The ZANU-PF factionalism is there in ZEC, it is there in the Anti-Corruption Commission, it is there in the National Prosecuting Authority. And once factionalism for the political party is such deep-rooted and is finding expression in itself in such institutions that must be key institutions, national strategic institutions, it becomes very problematic. So from the way I am seeing things, I am more concerned by the sucking in of these key institutions into factionalism than I would be concerned with factionalism in ZANU-PF in as far as succession is concerned, because that is their own baby to deal with. In fact, succession in Zimbabwe cannot be reduced to being only a ZANU-PF issue, because it is not only ZANU-PF as a political party that is present on the political scene.
Mm-hmm. You raise an important point there about these key institutions being sucked into this debate. Of course, let's also not forget the Constitutional Court, many actually applauding it for the decision not to listen to politicians. Remember, the First Lady Grace Mugabe said that Jonathan Moyo is innocent and therefore must not be taken to court. But a few weeks after, the Constitutional Court actually said that Mr. Moyo must be tried, which is actually good for that particular institution. But, the late Chinua Achebe did an interesting story in one of his writings where he said that there was a man who was troubled by a rat which was in his house, and one day the house caught fire and the rat darted out. So instead of the man rescuing his property, he ran after that rat because it had been giving him problems for many, many days. Is this not the same problem we are facing here, that the economy is imploding and then there are these factional fights? Who is going to address the economy now, Mr. Mabenge?
It is so unfortunate, Blessing, really, really, really unfortunate, because the country is burning. Everybody knows that the country is burning. In fact, we all know that the central bank's experiment with bond notes is an experiment that has backfired. It's an experiment gone wrong. It is at this particular moment that we expect leadership, not only from the head of state and government, but from all those that have been entrusted with public leadership. And this includes, but is not limited to, the cabinet and the ministers responsible. So it's worrying if at every opportunity leaders get, they are talking about factionalism, they are talking about G40, they are talking about Lacoste, they are talking about poisoning each other, they are talking about undermining serious institutions instead of, rebuilding public confidence in institutions. And I will keep on using this term institutions, because it's quite important. We all know for a fact that at the moment, one of the key institutions that the public is losing confidence in is the central bank itself. People no longer trust the banking system. People no longer trust the monetary system itself, because they have 2007 and 2008 lingering on their minds. So they've expected the Minister of Finance and others that he reports to be fully seized with matters of the economy, to be fully seized with matters of survival, because when this happens, it is the public that suffers. It is many people that have entrusted the banking and financial services system with their hard-earned cash, with their hard-earned savings. It is these people who are seeing their savings, who are seeing their cash being eroded day in, day out, with no solution on site. And what we only have is the head of state who comes and then says, oh no, we understand that there is a problem in this country and this problem was caused by one of the factions, but no, don't worry, we will sort it out in 2 days. It's already 6-7 days and nothing solid has come through, other than wanting to reinvent the wheel or going back to the old times around wanting to bring back price controls by the back door, wanting to criminalize the small fish and leaving the big fish that must be caught by VAC and be told to deal decisively with issues around money laundering and giving out cash onto the black market, sourcing US dollars from the black market. It is so, we have an absentee president, but we also have an absentee government, and this is a serious problem for the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I hear we've got Mr. David Ndlovu, who is the ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Chair.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a bit about this conflict that is within ZANU-PF. I know that in most cases you are a socialist guy and you still have those socialist principles. But at the end of the day, this is far maybe beyond that kind of, you know, thinking. So come in there and then give us your thoughts.
Let me start by saying, okay, we are talking about factions. Anyway, as far as I know, that a faction, of course, is a dissenting group. It's like a small dissenting group within a larger group. And sometimes factions commence as something which is non-existent. And because people talk about it, ends up being something big. But what I know is that the unfortunate part is that, well, it's true that we are in mortal danger, let me put it this way. Because it looks like we are being led by what I would call careerists and charlatans. And some of these people are very unreliable persons who are not supposed to be leading. And it's very unfortunate. It's one of the stages we come across in the revolution, that careerists are leading us. And they would try by all means to put reasons for actually advancing their careers. This is what is happening in the party, whereby you find people saying, look, I want to give you an example, where people will say, these people are for the president, and though that group is not for the president, where somebody will stand up and say, I nominate the president to be the only the representative in the national elections, when our constitution clearly states that the president is the defender of the party. As the defender of the party, it's automatic that he represents the party, but some people tend to nominate him so as to please or make believe that those don't nominate him, don't want him, when the constitution is clear that he is the representative. So to me, now those nominations are nothing but being done by career seekers.
Hold on, Mr. Ndlovu. Thank you so much for those remarks. And what is starting here, Babu Isaac Mpof? Hey, Babu Mpof, which one is that? Hayi njole kakhulu kathi zakugcina Mpofu kathi suhlala ngapi?
Hayi khona ngilalela ngilalela izinsuku zonke khona wena.
Hayi Mpofu.
Ngakunikeza ifoni ye WhatsApp, ngakunikeza ngikunikeza izinsuku zonke le number awufoni.
Hayi Mpofu, kusho ukuthi kulo muntu ongani akenzi kuhle, kungani yimi Mpofu. Ukuthi angenzi ifollow up.
Hayi ku-right lakho Dube, ngabe nginika abanye abantu i-chance. Akumelanga nsuku zonke ungani ukukhuluma umuntu eyi-one kumba abantu ababili.
Awubona
so, lami ngabe ngibanikeza i-chance ukuthi abanye abantu baye ngina ngabe ngilalele. Hayi Studio 7 yinto abalaleli abakhulu baso
kakhulu, and i-democracy ihamba njalo. So wena ukubona njani khona ukwenzakala ekubandla leZANU-PF?
Mfowethu, okwezane kubuhlungu. Uyacabanga kuya imini sikhuluma emini, ngikhuluma ngokuthi la madoda ayeke lo mgabe kumba ayeke le president umgabe bakhula layo ibasebenzisa bagcina bebadlisa bebabulala. Khona manje sekuyavuka, uyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngenye imini abantu behlezi uyabonisa eyininti ukuthi manje madoda sengifuna ukubonisa ukuthi amandla amala sokusilwa yona izano iyodwa kubonakala ukuthi imisebenzi yabo engcolileyo iyaphi manje. Umunye lomunye umuntu waseZimbabwe ebona ukuthi izalo ibilokhu ifihlele, wayibona sokusilwa umnankaza labojonakana ubeyazi ukuthi manje sokusilwa yona izalo mpela ayephilayo.
Kodwa wena ubona zani balwela ukuthi kube njani khonapa?
No, lalo madoda alele isikhundla Dube, balele isikhundla bayabona ukuthi umkhulu usezalala kumbe usezathola. Manje bayabona ukuthi ukwenzeka ukuthi enyele bangumsindo abanye babaleke, ukwenzeka ukuthi basala abanye bekhathe isikhundla sikamgabo, uyabona. So la madoda alela leyo nto ukuthi manje ukwenzeka ukuthi into zibe right kufanele sifayithe, so Wala manje ngase kuphuma imfihlo ukuthi omnyanga bake batabanye abantu baziphonse balima. Yebo umuntu ukukhuluma imfihlo yakudala 87 kukudala kakhulu.
So ke wena ubona zani besilwa besenze nje umnotho welizwe kuya ngaphi?
Umnotho uphelile tu. Umnotho phele khona manje dube into eziningi uke washo umfethu lapho elila. IZimbabwe akusela lutho imali akula mali iyokudla akula kudla. Ngibuya ekhaya mina mfethu ngezi 22. Imali ngaphazamisanga zikaSeptemba. Ngithole amafutha wena mfowethu ikhuphe ngayo mfana ngidile ngidobe ikhuphe ngayo. Ngifika ngithole iplumtree laphana bethi i-$4. I-$4 which is bo 60 something rand. Manje nayo eyinye okuthi ayitholakala lula. Sengiyayithola ikhitha ngemuva kuthiwa ndoda lapha mfowethu uthole ifish oil yakho kumbe ikhuphe oil yakho emuva. So ilizwe leZimbabwe mfowethu selilimele ngenxa yezalo. Kodwa ke manje hayi sokuya khona emaphethelweni esintini bathi ungayiza ingungu sikhala kakhulu isitsho khona ukuthi manje iyadabuka manje izalo liyadabuka yikuthi nje la madoda la abayama-opposite party abafuni ukulungisa into eyi-one ukuthi balele into eyi-one bekuthi sebebuya belele izikhundla sebesusile izalo labo bahlakaniphile balele ukuthi ilizwe lilunge libuye ezandleni zabo lithi selibuyile ezandleni zabo sebekhuluma ukuthi ake madoda asibuseni soso beqale bakhipha izalo esibuleli ilizwe.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu mpofu, ungadinwa kusasa ba.
Mfowethu ngiyabonga mani, ke ngiyabula kodwa two weeks mngani wami.
Hayi
umkhuhlane kumshaya.
Hayi no, nxa usuqinile so siyathaba lathi mpofu.
Ye, hayi lami ngiyathaba duba ngikela nje lami ngiyithinte nje lingisabehlelwe ule kuze nginikile manje umajobe iyifoni zami yewuqeda lapho uyabuza ukuthi ezikampofu izibuzi thathe izibezaside.
Hayi ngizakuthintisana la.
Ungithinte nje.
Hayi ngizakuthinta mpofu, sibongile baba.
Okay, ngiyabonga mpofu.
Yes, so that is Mr. Isaac Mpofu. He says Zimbabwe is in big trouble because there's a lot of fighting in ZANU-PF, and while they're fighting, the economy is tanking, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So he says even the opposition is a disappointment because they are not doing the right thing. They're just fighting on their own. You know, this is an opportune time for them to beat ZANU-PF in the elections,
mm-hmm.
but they're doing wrong things altogether. So he's not having it on.
Indeed. Magadi Babata Diwa.
Ah, tiko magadi yo.
Aiwa tiripo yedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Kana ZANU-PF yakaondomoka kudai ne opposition yacho yakaondomoka.
Mhm.
Azvishande kuti tirambe tichiti toda kuita ma election.
Mhm.
Kubuda kwe ma elections kwacho kuchatonetsa because ZANU-PF inogona kuramba kubva mu power.
Mhm.
Andizi saka kana yaramba tiri kungodzokera pachinzvimbo patiri kudhara tagara tiri kungotambura. Saka nyaya iri kudiwa yezvinezvi yakambotaurwa navabiti yai kunzi transitional government kana GNU yedu yekudhara iyai ende zvopamukana wekuti vanhu varegiste for my elections anenge akutozoitwa muna 2020 zvive zviri nani pane kuti timanikidzire kuita zvinhu tinyatsoona kuti hapana kwatiri kuenda. Saka makakatano emumasangano imomomo achakonzera kuti ivo pachavo vanenge vachinetsana zvichatangira kumaprimary chaiko vanenge vachinetsana. Saka tikazoita general election yedu haibudi zvakanaka. Saka hapana kwatiri kuenda.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba Atadiwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Nino ndatenda nekunipinza muchirongo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That day was Baba Atadiwa saying he has lost faith in the politics of elections.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the way forward is a transitional government of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying something that the president of the PDP, or you can put it in court since mm-hmm. there's another
faction
there, mm-hmm. Tendai Biti said that there's need for a transitional government, and then that government will be responsible for the running of elections.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, now it's an exercise in futility, Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mavenge, I guess you've been listening to Mr. Ndlovu. He said a lot of the issues there concerning people who take politics as a career. And you were saying those are people that are problematic in ZANU-PF. Mm. And at the same time, we had this caller saying, you know, he no longer trusts the system in Zimbabwe. The system is dead. So let there be no elections, maybe until 2020, and all those kind of things. So at the end of the day, can you comment on what Mr. Ndlovu said and what this last caller was talking about?
No, thanks so much, Gibbs. I was equally surprised by Mr. Ndlovu, because he seems to have a very open mind. I mean, this is me judging from just listening to what you are saying. Careerists and charlatans, you know, these are people who are just more concerned about themselves, their careers, rather than serving the public interest. I can't agree with him more. I think he has a very strong point there. But then, going further, I think I want to quickly link this point to the point that the last caller was talking about. I think it's about you all spoke about the idea that has been advanced by Tendai Biti. In fact, it's an idea that has been advanced by Tendai Biti. It's an idea that also has been advanced by an independent group led by Tony Rila and Ibo Mandaza and others who are part of this group. In fact, when things get to this point where they are now, there is one route which is just a risky route that says let the plane crash and then from the ashes something new will rise. Mm-hmm. But there is no guarantee that once the plane crashes, it will, something new from the ashes will rise. And I really cannot argue around that point. But there is another point that says it is our country and let's try and work together to rescue it. And I know many Zimbabweans, there is a good number of Zimbabweans who do not believe in that idea, because they are aware that the opposition was tricked by ZANU-PF in between 2008 and 2013. In fact, there is an argument that says that the GNU breathed or gave a new lease of life to ZANU-PF, and after 2013, it was just going to be a temporary period. Things were going to go back to where they were in 2007, minus the political violence that we saw in 2008, which is really quite unfortunate. So really, the point that is being put on the table around a transitional mechanism which allows the country to breathe, which allows the country to cool down. But this transitional mechanism, in my view, is a mechanism that cannot have Mr. Mugabe as part of it. Any transitional mechanism is a mechanism that is looking forward and not looking back where we are coming from. So this is a transitional mechanism, in my view, that will only take elements of the current establishment who are quite progressive, technical, and might assist the situation. And I am by no means really here advocating for any of the two, the plane crashing or the transitional mechanism. I'm just elaborating on what the listeners are putting on the table. It would be for Zimbabweans themselves to think through and to ponder. But what I think is more critical, really, before any of this is done, any of these things are done, is that the nation needs to find each other. We need to find each other, business, churches, politicians, this means opposition and the ruling party alike, everybody, civil society, everybody, the labor, as in the ZCTU has even of late also put forward an idea around a transitional mechanism. But we need to find each other, sit on the same table and redefine a path for Zimbabwe that is aiming towards convergence. There are so many things that bring us together than those that separate us as Zimbabweans. And we chart a way forward, we signpost it, we benchmark it, and we say this is the way that we are going to go. And then the few leaders that are going to be able to take us there for this period are A, B, C, D, F, G. The last point really that one of the listeners talked about is the fallacy of elections. I think he says that it is pointless to go for elections because elections are not the solution. And that might also be true, because as things stand right now, if you are following through the BVR process, if you're following through many other things, there is nothing fundamental that has happened to the electoral environment in terms of key reforms that would give confidence to the opposition to say they would openly go into this game and expect results that are really from a free, fair, and credible process. So it might also not be helpful for anyone to walk into a process that they fully know that is not going to move the country forward in any way, which is why really there might be need for some process of some sort that allows the country to cool off and allows institutions to be brought back to normalcy and function well, and then allows people to actually make choices without being pushed by circumstances or by even politics itself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And of course, this plan that you were talking about, this one, it seems it is being fixed on the fly. It's flying, but they are trying to fix it. Let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Now, Mr. Ndlovu, there are, your critics tend to say that in ZANU-PF there is no one who is willing to confront Mr. Mugabe and say, Mr. Mugabe, please step down. There's need for new blood. Is that so?
No, let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. If someone is like elected at the Congress, mm-hmm. for him to stand up and say step down would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's elected, because we have to look at our constitution, of course, and when he's elected, the majority of the people, that's what democracy is all about. When you say democracy, when the majority of the party members believe that the president is the president and the minority believe that he must step down, then the will of the majority prevails.
Mm-hmm.
That's what democracy is all about.
Mm-hmm. But
so people talk about like...
But is there, Mr. Ndlovu, but...
Yes.
Is there that democracy? Because we've seen like provinces are quick to endorse Mr. Mugabe, and can you challenge him and survive after the Congress?
No, like I'm saying, mm-hmm. if the majority of the people, if the majority of people say he is the president, and you are in the minority,
mm-hmm.
you are in the minority. Because, well, in terms of our constitution, Congress is the supreme
mm-hmm.
policy-making organ of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And at Congress, that's where issues are discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And when one stands to discuss at Congress, fine. When people are not even able to discuss at Congress and they're timid to discuss, then who is to blame?
Mm-hmm.
The president cannot just stand down just because people are timid. He stands as president because the majority of people say he is the president of the party.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you, Gibbs.
So, but when we look at certain issues, Mr. Love, who actually decides day-to-day activities in ZANU-PF? It seems as if anyone can think of something, then tomorrow it becomes the story of the day. So what's going on really when it comes to the decision-making process in the party?
Yeah, it's true. Now, you see, now some people now tended to put aside our constitution, and they're just doing adventures. The adventurers are actually calling it a, because it's all adventures, and some of us who understand the question simply wonder what is happening. Because it's true that in terms of our constitution, the Politburo, as instructed by the Central Committee, does the overall functions of running the party, contrary to what is happening, where individuals now make certain pronouncements and those are taken as the work of the party, which is contrary to the party policy. And I'm saying, this is my personal view, that's just a stage where certain people, you see, that's what happens when people don't know where, you know, if you don't know where we are going, where you are going, any road will take you to your destination.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so hold on, Mr. Long.
Hello?
Yeah, Baba Konapo, because that's what was Kal, who I know. Yeah, Baba Skal, who's your name? Come on, Konapo.
Ngiyakuzwa nje nalobuyo uthanda ukulahlela hlela ngani kodwa ngiyayizwa indaba ye constitution uyayichaza ubudi lapho.
Yes, so ke akuphosela constitution ukuthi ukwenzakala ingxabangxoza le phakathi kweZANU-PF uyibona njani?
Eish, yabona lelo cembu, icembu lingakwazi ukuphawula kakhulu ngalo. ngoba i-problem mhlawumbe ngithi uhlupho noma inkinga ekhona lapha nalobu nezwi or unokunganeliseki something some sort of dissatisfaction. You have got no right to express it. Once you express it, you have to be a victim somehow, somewhere. Because really what is happening is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And even myself, anyone can accept it or tolerate it. But because of that sovereignty, sovereign state or whatsoever, you don't have any ground or any platform to exercise or you to show your dissatisfaction. Ngini lapho nje la kunohlupho olukhulu khona ngalelo qembu ngoba kakhulu eAfrica ngisho ngithi nje Southern Africa la amaqembu aze nenkululeko ama leading parties ane problem ngoba afuna ukuthi njalo lo mlando uqhubeke nje kube ukuthi bayanikana bayashiyelana or bayabambelela kube u-life president la kune problem khona lapha. Angazi kungenziwani ukuthi kuze kulungiswe lapha.
So kodwa akufani lokwenzakala ku-ANC khona ngapha?
No, kuthanda ukufana kodwa kuhluke kancane. Ngoba ngokwe-South Africa, if ever they are not satisfied, they take it up to the streets. If they say, let's shut down South Africa, bayayivala, mabethe bayayivala. Abadlali. And amaphoyisa azobe khona just to ukuthi babheke ukuthi damage property nje kuphela. As long as i-protest yabo isemthethweni bayi-applyele umasipala waba approver bayayivala imigwaqo. As long bengadamage property. Amaphoyisa azobe khona nje abagadile ukuthi they don't damage property.
So finally ke nxa sikhangela ke udolo eZimbabwe po kulungiswa njani ibandla leZANU PF li part kwengqamanqoze nje.
Lapho kunzima. Kunzima, mina kwami angithembi ukuthi kukhona into ezoshintsha. Bese ngiye ngathanda ukuthemba kancane uma kukhulunywa indaba yalelo khuzani lama biometric voters registration kit. Bese ngiye ngathanda ukuthemba kancane kodwa nayo lezeki ukuthi izolawulwa yizeki imuthwe yizeki la ngisele nginombuzo khona.
Ye baba sikhali sibongele ukuthi ungenele ehlelweni. Thank you baba, sibongele kakhulu.
Baba
sibongele kakhulu ukuthi ungena kuhlelo. Siyabonga baba.
Bonga mina baba.
Yeah, okay, bye bye.
Bye.
So that is Mr. Zikali is in South Africa. He says he doubts that there will be any change in Zimbabwe in the near future, you know, because even ZEC won't bring the change that people want, because there's so much confusion. In ZANU-PF, there's confusion too. And he says, you know, it's all chaotic. And doesn't see any end to this kind of chaos. Yeah.
Like Mr. Ndlovu said, that if you don't know where you are going,
take any road.
Any road takes you there. Or if you aim at nothing, you will hit it. Let's go to Ba Muchakiwa Magadi.
Kutudio 7 Magadi.
Aywa isu, tirinani zvedu. Tipe upfungwa dzenyu.
Right. Pfungwa dzani nadzo ndedzokudai kuZimbabwe, vana baba nana mai. Vakomana nevasikana nguva yapera. Tine 57 years tiri pasi pejoko iri. Ndine urombo. Pane shoko rakataurwa neava vatinoti president ava vabva pa 57 years tinavo ivava vatinoti president ava. Vakati 0 plus 0 vakati answer ndi 0. Manzi makura vakataura kai. Asi pane chavaitaura chiri mumaziso avo baba vaya. Kuti ngavazvitaura ini samutsvakiwa kuti mazero 37 plus amwe avangawane kana kuri kuti pane varinge vavavhotera gore ratakatarisa iri. Answer ndi 0. Ndozvandiroda kuudza Zimbabwe kuti mazero 37 plus amwe atingavapi. Answer is zero. Saka ngati sunurei maziso tione tivure nzeve tinzwe. uye tisimbisane kune ava vari kurwira zvigaro kune vembatanidzwa wema opposition ngavagadzire zvipanera isitiri ready kuvhotera zvinhu zvine shanduko kuti vakanzi mazero but havana chavakati vaita so far tinoda kumbovapaka mukana kuti vapinde ava ve 37-0 answer takatoiziva ende tinoiziva is zero. So rimwe shoko rangu rekupedzisira nderekudai pane nyaya yamatanga kutaura iyi yevarume vari kutwetsurana nekubayana muzanupf tinofanira kuziva nyika yekwedu takabarwa tikaona zvinhu izvi zvichingovepo ava vatinoti purezidenda vakanga vachiti mutevedzeri wavo akangoita kana kasara kanguva kakaita sei kakatakatarisana nako akaka kubva vachiri kuzambia uko vamwe vanonzi vaibondereswa nemotikari votobva vafa vamwe vanoisirwa muchetura sezvakaitwa kune uyu umwe wachona otobva afa zvisakushamisei vari kuda kueliminata anenge ari padhuze navo zvavakangoita kuna mai mujuru saka zero plus zero yavamugabe ndi zero vamugabe is zero saka mukaona mavhotera vamugabe zimbabwe mavhotera zero ndokutaura kwamutsvakiwa manherano maita henyu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamutsvakiwa ipfungwa dzavo vamutsvakiwa idzo tombodzokera kwamuri vamabhenge tichitarisa iyo nyaya iyi tiri kuona kuti hongu sarudzo dziri kwaadzo mati kugadzirira kwacho hamusi kunyatsokuona saka zvinozofamba sei kuri kuti sarudzo dzaitwa munoona paine chinochinja here ipapa
vazunuka ndinotenda pane zvinhu zvatoda kuti tiongorore zvakati wandei chekutanga inhauya pane mashoko ataurwa navandlova amanga muchidzokorora yekuti if you don't know where you are going any road will take you to some destination unongonosvika pane somewhere kwaunozongonosvika paunozongono pana pandafana kuchimira panapa nyaya iri papa inhau yekuti mazimbabweans tinofanira kuti tinge tiine pachirungu toti let's take charge tofanira kuti tiite take charge of our destination hatifanira kuti tibve taregerera tobva tati hazvisina chimuko hazvisina pundutso hapana kwatingaende saka ngatingosiya zvakadaro kureva kuti kana vanhu vakaona kuti nyaya dzesarudzo handidzo nyaya dzichatisvitsa kwatiri kuenda tinofanira kuti tigone kugadzira umwe hwaro hunofanira kutisvitsa kwatiri kuenda kuti hazvibatsiri kuti tingoti isusu sarudzo hatisi kuzotibatsira tisina chatinoita chatinoisa patafura kuti titiko chii chatichaita munguva iyo sarudzo dzinenge dzisina kuitika ndo saka ndaa ndichisimba nenhau yekuti paakuda muonera pamwe paakuda kuungana paakutoda gungano guru chairo chairo revanhu vanomiririra mapoka akasiyana siyana munyika vagare pasi vakurukurirane pasati paitika chikuru chingakahadzise nyika yose zvakamboitika 2007 munoziva imimi kuti vanhu vazotaurirana 2007 chaiyo chaiyo 2007 panga paita kuzvindikitwa kwevanhu vanotungamirira opposition mapato anopikisa 2008 pakatozotauriranwa nekuti ropa ranga radeuka zviri zvinogona kuitika kuti vanhu vanogona kutaurirana pasina kudeuka ropa zvinogona kuitika kuti vanhu vanogona kuona kuita muonera pamwe pasina kudeuka ropa vakaita izvozvo zvinoreva kuti vanofanira kuzodzosera nhau yacho zvakare muparamendi voona zvavangaite nekuti bumbiro remutemo rinenge richiti nguva yesarudzo yakwana asi kana pasina kuitika nhaurirano dzekuti sarudzo hadzikwanise kuitika dzinofanira kuitika ndo zvinenge zviripo izvo saka inhaurirano dzinofanira kuti dzitange nechimbi chimbi kana vanhu vachiona sekuti zvinobatsira zvichinge zvisingabatsiri kuti paitike nhaurirano idzi muchidimbu vazulu namukoma gips zvichinge zvisingabatsiri kuti paitike nhaurirano idzi vanhu votosimba ivo vanoda kupinda musarudzo vanozokwikidzira zvigaro kunyanyanyanya vemasangano anopikisa votosimba kunge vachiita ivo kuti sangano rezek ringe richiita kuti hwaro hwatiri kufamba tichienda kuti kusarudzo hunge huri hwaro hwatinoziva kuti hwaro hwekuti kana sarudzo dzikazoitwa hapana anopikisa zvinobuda zvinhu zvinenge zvii zvekuti zvinhu zvinobuda pachokwadi zvinhu zvekuti tese tinozotambira ivavo vanopikisa kwozoitawo vamwewo vakawanda vari muzimbabwe vanenge vari mumapoka akasiyana siyana anosanganisira civil society masocial movement atinongoonayo totosimba naiyoyo yekuti zveki inge ichiratidza kuti zveki inokwanisa kumira pachokwadi, totoonawo zveshuwa zvino pachokwadi zvinge zvinzi zvarandudzwa kana zvasandudzwa tisati aenda kusarudzo. So that zvabuda musarudzo zvinozenge zvichipa pachirunga tingati confidence kumaZimbabweans, uyezve vamwe vangada kudyara mari yavo nevamwe vangada kuita mabhizimusi muZimbabwe. Ndonyaya huru yatakatarisana nayo vasuru.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kune mumwe mutereri. Mukoma Temba, makadi Mukoma Temba? Nare yachinenge yanetsa. Gibbs ndiyana wawinai
pana? Yes, Baba Chuma ecumweni. Baba Chuma kunjani? Mutusi? Oh, I'm told Mutusi la ifoni yake sibeke pansi. Siya ku Baba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu loko ni ecumweni?
Kona.
Yey, Baba Ndlovu ngase sikhakela ke ukuthi udaba lolu lwezana PF lungani luyahlupha kakhulu. Pho ke lulungiswa njani sibili xa ungasitshela ngesintu kona?
Luzalungiswa malunga ezanu PF ngenxa yokuthi abantu abasafuna ukulandela i-constitution. That's why i-constitution yethu yathi ukuthi ithathe ilo president lama-vice president amabili. And ama-vice president amabili isikhathesi silo Phoko lo Mnangagwa, bona abantu in terms of our constitution balingana amandla abo, belingana amandla abo, akulo kuthiwa uphezulu akulo phansi, amandla abo alingana afanana. Efanane njalo nxa sesiya kucongress ndeqinisa ukuthi bazakhetha abantu abafisa ukuthi abe ngu-president, bakhethe lama-vice president aza kuba khona. The unfortunate part of course yukuthi njengoba ngingatsho into ongihlekisayo ngingifisungutyele khona kisho. Abantu bonke bakhuluma ngama-oppositions banengane zeqinisa sengu-100. Abantu bona abana they are not as opposition in the actual set. Mina ngikhuluma ngani analysis ngama-opportunists abafisa ukwenza njengezanu-P F. So umyendawo yaphuma benza njengabaprofita nabona baprofitele izinto ebaningi umyendawo yaphuma ndawo benza njengabaprofita ngama-opportunists wonke lani ahawekela izanu-P F. Besefuna ukuthi lami ngingasake ngibe izanu-P F. Ngama-opportunists akulalutho konke lokhuya. So into ekhona yena leyo ukuthi istruggle abantu eZimbabwe ngizile sikhuluma nge-transition sina sikhuluma nge-struggle. Fanele sizekwazi ukuthi i-struggle asikupheli, azange sikupheli. Ngikhuluma nge-worker struggle mna sengibuyela kusesen nge-worker struggle abantu abahluphekayo kathi ordinary people who are suffering. Those are the people who must know ukuthi i-struggle yabo did not end to political independence. It will continue. The nxase ungene any party is the ruling class which are enjoying abantu be suffer. Ngoba people do not identify who their real enemies. As long as abantu bengadiscover ukuthi who their real enemies will continue sindaba ukuthi lokhu sikhombana ngemini.
I see also Baba Ndlovu bambe kona phonga eka chana. So he's saying that in ZANU-PF there are some people who are not following the constitution and all, they're doing whatever they want, and in some cases people know that VPs Mpoko and Mnangagwa have got the same kind of power, but people tend to be sort of like selective, thinking that the other one has got more power. And he's saying, you know, in terms of the opposition parties, there are some people, or most of them, or all of them, are actually opportunists. They want to behave like ZANU-PF. So he says the main struggle that is there in real life is the struggle of the working class. And so the working class has to fight until it gets some kind of recognition. And I think now he was hitting on the socialist agenda that he normally pushes, but that's his own thoughts, you know? Yeah.
Let's go to Mukoma Temba. Foni yao inenge akuita yanga yambodona. Makadi Mukoma Temba.
Makasi mbele.
Ai watirina ndipe upungwa zenyi.
Mukoma inini kuti anganza kutoti kana zvikwanisa kuti ndipakana tiketi rendege ndange ndasvika ikoko kunoti kuna kuchagarika. Zvekuti kana muzanzi pachedu isusu sevana verudzi reZimbabwe hatina mufaro nazvo. Tinoda kuti isusu tinoda kuti isusu zvinhu zvinoitwa muZANU-PF tinoda kuti ZANU-PF ipati yatakakura tiri but zvakakuitika mazuva ano hausisiri upenyu tatambudzika chaizvo zvikuru hatidi kunyepa pakutaura kuno izvezvi achagara munyika dzedu takungogara kungoenda nenyika achiyaza kwatiri inyaya yekuti kumusha kwedu chaiyo chaiyo kwatakabva tarasiwa achiyaziva kuti totangira papi
kwaberekera ingwe kana kuti
rudzi rwezimbabwe tose vanhu vari muzani pf vane ujire jire vanoda mukanasozvitarisisa ivo nemhuri dzavo vanorarama upenyu hwakanaka chaizvo mukazvitarisisa mufaindi kuti ivo pache zvavo mukona vakupesana vanyaya yekuti vakuda hukuru vanonga vachiona kuti uyakudya pakakura uyakudya pakakura isusu tinoda kuti pache zvedu isusu tivanowo tinorarama upenyu hwakanaka mukandiudzawo kuti 15 billion iya inoshayikwa shuwa 15 billion inongonzi yashayikwa panyika yezimbabwe ine population ine 12 million yakaendepi imari yekuti kutora 20 million zimbabwe yese yasevhaivha zvakanakisisa chaizvo mari inongonzi yadisapia upenyu here iwoo ini ndirangoti hangu chinhu chinongonzi zanupf chingonzi chanzi dissolved chipere handitodi kuchingone zvazvo timbotangawo kuona zvinhu zvisa new fresh new blood tirange humwe hunhu upenyu hutsvawo hunoraradzawo kuti tiri kuraramawo sedzimwe nyikawo hationi here mamwe manebhari enkandi zvedu zviri kungoitika izvo of course samwe samawo maproblems matensions akazara but you find kuti upenyu hwavo hwanorarama upenyu huri naniwo hatisi hausi upenyu hwekutamburira tamburira shuwa shuwa mukaenda kumusha wavo ndopaunozoona chiva zimbabwera hakuna kuchipa isusu dai zvaitokwanisa kana taitobhururuka titomboenda kana kwamuri ikokoko tombonogarawo ikokoko tombovasiyirawo nyika yavo ndatenda hangu
tinotenda zvikuru that's Temba there very emotional indeed you say that you know things are not okay at home he says if he had his way he would dissolve ZANU-PF but of course Zimbabwe is a democracy you know the only way you can do that is through voting you know we hope that people are going to register to vote I think that's the other alternative will be war but you know war is blind so people are encouraged to go and vote and choose a party of their choice be it ZANU-PF the MDC there's now the Kambizi party whatever you want or my good friend Egypt is named Nenja you can
you'll be back very soon right
indeed okay.
Yeah so we put some messages on Facebook before I go to Mutosi just because Zela Matuma who says I'm following you guys keep it up then Polite Kwakuba Maposa says yeah Mr. Ndlovu should come straight on certain points then Tabani Ngwenya says let's all say no to elections until President Mugabe steps down. Otherwise, there won't be any free and fair elections in Zimbabwe in his lifetime. So, let's say, no, no. Then there's Pamela Kumalo who says, elections alone cannot remove President Mugabe and ZANU-PF from power because there's too much corruption and the ZEC system is rotten to the core. Then Kengis Moyo says, I'm following you guys. Thank you, Kengis. Then we've got Fortunate Chaba Chaba who says, what's your WhatsApp number? Now, our WhatsApp number is 001-202-438 I think I'm losing it. So I'll actually write it, Fortune. I'll write it for you down here on Facebook. And then Tabani Ngwenya says, add me please to such conversations. We're going to do that. Let's go back to Mutusi Chuma. Mutusi, how are you?
Hi, mina yaphila.
Okay, who's your name? Who's your name?
Arasi usava inxenga inxenga kuphela nje uthi impilo yangale yeyiyana.
Mhm. So ke akuthi uthi ubona njani wena kolompo ngodaba lwe olwenzakala kubandele leZANU-PF?
Hayi mina mbona ngani lo banje lula abalenzayo ngoba thina sesitoka sikhulile singeno grade 1 to grade 7 kana sifunde nzima ama teacher strike kwenzakala into eziningi ezizwisa ubuhlungu ngicabanga ukuthi ku grade 7 ama singafunde sasabiselisa futhi kwathi siphinde ku grade 7 ngenxa yempilo ebiyenzakala ngakhona yabona
so kodwa kuya ngapi khona ukunxa ukukhangele ke mnumzane ngombono wakho
nendlela engikhanya ngakhona kusazokuya kwenzakale vele kube semustori ngendlela uvele kuyiya mboni kuzoba lotshintsho loba singabuya sihambe siyomile omunye ekhetha lapho okhetha khona mbona kuzakuvele kubuye kube isidaleni sakhona njengoba vele ngani sekuyinjayelo yakhona
kodwa wena ubona ngazani wena ungwakho khonapho ungakwenzani okuyinto lokuthi ukutshintsho nangwakho
yikuthi thina amayothi lati sikwanise ukuthi siyezikhethela sizame lati ukuthi sinjani ngamandla sihambe siyethophe sikuthophayo uyabona maybe ikho lapho masihamba sonke amayothi ikho lapho esingakwanisa khona ingxenye ukuthi lati sinjani si ingqo kungaba lotshintsho phandleni
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ongathina lokusasa baba. Yeah, thank you so much, Papa. Yeah, so that is Motusi Chuma is in Botswana. So he's saying that youth should actually fight, you know, fight to the bitter end because they are the future leaders, you know. And then for Fortune Chaba Chaba, here's the number. Now I have it, eh? I stumbled on that one. So it's 001-202-465-0318. I'll repeat again, 001-202-465-0318. So that's our WhatsApp number. Anyone wants to get into the show, just send us a message on that number.
Let's go back to Mr. Mabenge. Now, Mr. Mabenge, I think some analysts are saying what is also causing the crisis in ZANU-PF is that there is no what one can call a clear successor. We've heard the first lady saying that the president he has a say in that. He can put his finger on the scale and help the nation elect or nominate someone that will succeed him. But Mr. Mugabe is on record on many occasions saying that that is up to the people. But the friction is going. What can be done? Let's just look at this. That will be a succession matrix.
No, thanks for that blessing. I think one of the problems really is not that there is no succession plan in ZANU-PF. It is simply that Mr. Mugabe has overstayed his welcome, particularly to the generality of Zimbabweans. But then back to your question, what worries is if you listened to him recently at the Heroes Ekawe Gugumsika was being buried. Really, I mean, in Shona, wakati ndakati zete, chigarishi ndakati piwa, ni wano. Saka ndakati zete pachiri. Meaning, zete, ndofu nga isho koronore wakuti, ndiri pachiri enda, ndi bisi nyangu pasina jandru vita, jino betera wano. You see, that arrogance is really quite unfortunate. So on one end, you have the wife who is actually at the center of controlling what is happening in ZANU-PF at the moment, are pushing the husband to say name a successor or to some extent have a say in who will take over from you. And then on the other end, you have a gentleman who says, I am there because the people still want me there. So the issue around succession, the issue around who is going to be taking over from Mr. Mugabe is not going to be resolved anytime soon. It's actually not going to be resolved by Mr. Mugabe himself. If anything, he seems to be in that situation where he prefers just to depart by one way or the other, and then he hopes that the succession issue will solve itself. From what I can see, it seems to me that he has a preferred succession route, but he's not bold enough to put it on the table, which is why his strategies around paging and continuously paging. If after the paging of Mr. Mnangagwa, G40 thinks they've won, they will miss the point because another faction is going to emerge and they will realize that actually Mr. Mugabe's preferred successor might not be what we have as the G40 anyway. So really, Mr. Mugabe might even spring a surprise at the end if he chooses to participate actively in the succession politics of his party. He might spring a surprise and bring in somebody who is neither G40 nor Lacoste, and then things go ahead. But what we can only encourage him to say, we encourage him to do is to say, Mr. Mugabe must come clear on who is it that is going to take over.
Thank you, Mr. Mabenge. On that note, we have come to the end of the program. And we want to thank you, Mr. Joy Mabenge, political analyst, and also Mr. David Ndlovu, ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those following on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and the producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.